At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I hope you're ready because this is going to be the fastest manifesting crash course you've ever attended. So get ready, get your notes out because we're going to get started right away. Step number one, always the first step. What is your intention? What do you want? What exactly are you manifesting? Pretty easy, right? Step number two, what tools do you need? Is there any resources, any knowledge that you need to have in order to accomplish this goal? This is the step where you're going to do research about whatever it is that you want. If you're manifesting an item, a physical object, do research about that object. Who sells it? How much does it cost? What are the different features on it? If you are manifesting a certain amount of money, where could you possibly get that money from? If you're trying to manifest a certain outcome, either with your business or in your relationships, look at other people that have accomplished the same thing. Research celebrities, research people on social media. You can even use characters in movies as examples. Get a very general idea of the things that you may need to accomplish this goal, and maybe come up with some potential options as to how it could happen for you. Get creative with this. It's not to hold you back, it's to expand your mind. Step number three. Ask yourself if there's anything holding you back. This can be something physical, an obstacle that you may need to work around in the future, or this can be something emotional, mental, spiritual, something that you're going to do inner work around that subject. Step number four is aligned action. This is where you're going to start acting as if you already had what you wanted to have. And you're going to take incremental steps every single day that should get you closer to your goal. Because remember, in step number two, you came up with a few options as to how this could happen for you. So now all you're going to do is take small or big steps every day in that direction. The beauty of this is it doesn't have to be some huge transformation. Just doing any physical action with the intention to accomplish a certain goal, it's going to get you closer to that goal. Plus, you are embodying this new version of yourself. You are acting as the version of yourself that already manifested this intention. You're going to tap into it energetically and you're physically working towards it. Very, very soon, it's going to manifest for you. Step number five is when you actually start to see some results. Whatever it is that you are manifesting, you can start to clearly see that you're getting a little bit closer to that. This is the point where it's so crucial to express gratitude. Look at how far you've come. Look at how differently you feel. You feel more hopeful. You know that it's going to come to you when it comes, and you're not so stressed out about it because you know that you are taking the exact steps you need to take, and everything else is in the universe's hands. It's going to happen at the exact perfect time that it needs to happen for you. Celebrate any progress that you make. Normalize it. This gets to be your new normal. This is also the step where you may start to see some obstacles. If obstacles come up and it seems like you're failing, or it seems like it's not happening, it's not working, this is a clear sign that it actually is working. I know it sounds kind of weird. It's gonna take a little bit of time for all of your effort and energetic work to compound behind the scenes. So it may seem like you've been showing up like that person and you've been doing your aligned actions, but nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. And then all of a sudden, something big happens. It doesn't mean that it happened overnight. It's all of your effort and energetic work compounding over time until one day the physical results just present themselves to you and it feels like it was overnight when it really wasn't. So celebrate, stay persistent, keep up all the inner work and the physical effort that you need to take to make this happen, because you have the power to manifest anything you want. If you have any more questions about the law of attraction or manifestation, let me know in the comments below. And I'll see you in the next video. Bye, love you. Mwah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.